Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Ken Versteeg, Executive Director of the Community Blood Bank, and we will talk with him right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays. Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We're back on Talk of the Town. Joining me this morning on the phone is Ken Versteeg from the Community Blood Bank. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And how
thanks
are you?
Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, thanks for joining me. How are you doing this fine what is that big ball of fire in the sky, by the way?
Ah, it's a beautiful sunrise, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't been used
it's
to seeing
nice
that.
To be able to have that. I know. It's not. The last few days have been tough, and it's sure nice that we're going to warm up a little bit through the weekend and give us a glimpse of what we had before all this cold moved in.
I'm good with that.
Yeah,
now,
I am too.
Now, today, it's an exciting day in Rock Valley. You're having what I refer to as a double barrel blood drive in Rock Valley today.
We are. Yeah, we're prepping for the long Thanksgiving weekend, that 4-day holiday weekend. And we're very fortunate to be over in Rock Valley this morning, over at Hague Health Center, and then Netherlands Reformed Christian School, both on the same day. And we're fortunate enough to have an opportunity to be able to collect some blood before the Thanksgiving holiday, which is really just upon us. And it's one of the most challenging times of the year for us to get blood and to prepare for a lot of these long holiday weekends that we have upon us.
Well, and, you know, with people traveling and things happen on the road, sadly, I'm sure there's an increased need for blood on the holiday weekends.
Yes, so you are exactly right, Tom. What we wind up seeing is we'll see anywhere from a 15 to 20% bump in the demand for blood during the holidays. And primarily due to, like you say, more cars on the roadways, increased chances of accidents. We want to be prepared. And one of those ways to be prepared is to have blood available, because just one car accident could use up to 50 units of blood during their course of treatment. So in a serious car accident, we could use even a little bit more than that. But 50 units, they say average is about 30 units in a serious car accident. So, and we want to be prepared for that situation that occurs, if it does occur. And then we also have a situation where as the roadways get slick because of winter weather, driving conditions and things like that, kind of like what we just had this week where it was misting and freezing on the roadways here and there. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, signify potential car accidents and things too. And being prepared for that is what we're all about. And that's why we're here today collecting blood over at Rock Valley. We're at Hague Health Center from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. today, and then Netherlands Reformed Christian School from 8:30 until 3 o'clock today. So we've got two opportunities for people to come out and give.
And I would imagine, and normally, there are a few open slots throughout the course of the day. How do folks get lined up for those?
Yeah, so we do have some openings at both locations. Hague Health, if people are interested in donating at Hague Health Center, they can give us a call directly on our registration line, which is 605-403-7941. And that number links you directly to the registration table inside Hague Health Center, and we'll be able to help you out with that. I do want to say that walk-ins are welcome, but you have to be, you know, somewhat patient, because if there's people with an appointment before you, we'll take the person with the appointment before sending the walk-in out to the blood mobile. So
oh, of
we
course.
Do ask for patience with that. If you're interested in donating blood over at the Netherlands Reformed Christian School, you can call registration table number 605-403-7942, and that will directly link you to the individual at that registration table and help you find an appointment spot there as well. And both locations have openings quite a few through the day.
And yeah. Hey, helpful hint, do not try to donate at both the locations today.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. So you have to be 56 days in between donations. So a person can donate whole blood every 56 days. And we have some really great blood donors there around the area in northwestern Iowa, and a lot of givers, and a lot of supporters, and we really appreciate that. So, and some of them sometimes get a little anxious about their next donation and come in a few days early. So it does have to be 56 days from your last donation.
And that is just for your own good, basically.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, yeah. It's the FDA regulation, and it gives you enough time to reproduce your red cells again and get you back and running and able to save another three lives. It only takes 30 minutes to donate a unit of blood. And in that 30 minutes, after it gets back to our hospitals in Sioux Falls and processed, then it's sent back over to the hospitals where it's collected. And within, I'd say, 24 to 48 hours, it's ready for transfusion. And most of the time, because we run so lean on the amount of blood that we collect, within, I'd say, no more than 48 to 72 hours, we're transfusing that unit, too. So
wow.
It's one of those things where our expiration rate on blood is less than 5%.
So, that's great.
When you donate blood, you can rest assured you are making a difference, and your blood will be used to save lives locally. Ooh.
We will talk with Ken Versteeg a little further right after we take this break.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Back on Talk of the Town with Ken Versteeg, the executive director of the Community Blood Bank, a double barrel blood drive in Rock Valley today. And Ken, before the break, you touched on it briefly, but each unit of blood that you donate can save more than just one life.
That's correct, Tom. So when we separate the blood, when we get that whole blood, when a person's donating in a bag, there's actually three components in that bag. There's platelets, plasma, and red blood cells. And at the time, you can't see it. It just all kind of mixes together. But once it goes back to the laboratory at our main hospitals in Sioux Falls at Sanford and Avera, we will separate those components individually and into platelets, plasma, red blood cells. And each component can actually save one individual. So you might be a cancer patient going through treatment for cancer with whether it be chemo or radiation treatments, and you're requiring a unit of platelets. Well, that would help this cancer patient with their cancer treatments. And during the weekend, as we approach the weekends, a lot of cancer doctors are concerned about what their platelet counts are, what patients' platelet counts are, because at chemo and radiation, they do destroy platelets, and that's a clotting agent in the bloodstream. So we definitely want to make sure that they have an adequate platelet level in their blood, and that would be one thing to address there. Plasma is another component of the blood, and that would be to treat your shock people, burn victims, and people that are potentially progressing into shock. That can be actually frozen for up to one full year, the plasma. And that's a good thing, because sometimes we'll have these plasma exchange patients that come in requiring anywhere from 60 to 120 units of plasma in one fell swoop. And we're able to freeze that and stockpile it. And it's rarer that we have these plasma exchanges, but we are prepared for that kind of thing if the event is presented. And then the red cells, of course, are used for anywhere from traumas to surgeries, patients, accidents. We talked a little bit about that. Cancer patients, once again. But majority of our blood supply, about 22 to 25% of our blood supply, goes to treat our cancer patients, which is a lion's share of that blood supply. So,
and I think it's also important to point out that the hospitals in our corner of the world, here in the Kiowa listening area, every single one of them, Community Blood Bank, is the sole supplier of blood and blood products to those hospitals.
That's exactly right. Yep, everything's donated here stays here, is like what I like to say. So when you go and donate on one of our blood mobiles, because we don't do inside setup, we only do blood mobile collection. We find that it's just a little bit more convenient for our staff to be prepared when we go to collect the blood. And it's like a rolling clinic, is what I like to say. It's a clinic on wheels, and when you donate on one of those buses, everything stays locally. So when we're in Sheldon and collecting blood, in fact, we were just there this last week. That blood will be processed, separated into components, and ready to be shipped back to Sanford Sheldon for use in local patients' lives there. Yep. And we provide blood to a lot of those communities around the area with immediate need, whatever they need. And we have courier systems set up through the hospital that go out every single day, sometimes depending upon the size of the hospital, sometimes twice a day the courier will go out. And if a unit of O positive blood was used for a patient, it's replaced immediately, so that that hospital always has blood available, and they have a certain level that they keep on hand in the laboratory at each hospital.
Well, and you know, we talk about how important it is to have a supply of blood when it's needed, but this stuff has a shelf life.
Yeah, it does. Yep. I kind of just touched on the platelets being frozen for one full year, but the red cells has an expiration date of 42 days. And we kind of run into a paradigm almost where you have the 42-day shelf life of expiration, and a person can't donate for can only donate every 56 days. So we kind of run into a little bit of a roadblock there with a few days and people able to just continue to supply again and again every 42 days. Well, so we wind up running into a situation where people have to wait a little longer than the 42 days to be able to donate again every 56 days. And then the platelets has the shortest shelf life of only 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Platelets, yeah, it's a very short shelf life. We're, like they say, 25% of the blood supply goes to our cancer patients, so platelets are being used very rapidly. We do wind up having to expire a few platelets, but not significant. We have to have a little bit of reserve on hand at all times in case we have to address other things besides cancer patients. But, it's very short shelf life. Here again, in order for us to keep those platelets in good condition, they have to always be rotating or shifting, basically, so that they don't clot up on each other. And there's a solution in there to prevent the clotting as well, but they're always rotated and as they're being stored. So we've got different scenarios playing out for each component to make it ready for life-saving measures as soon as the hospital needs it.
And, of course, obviously, different blood types, some of which are fairly rare, and you can't always, it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition, so to speak.
No, you're exactly right, Tom. So, it's not just the blood type either. So, the majority of the population is A positive or O positive. We're talking about 70% between the two of them. And so when people say, well, I'm not very rare, I'm not real special, well, the thing is APOS and OPOS, that's the majority of what we're transfusing at the time. Each blood type has got a unique marker to it, and, O negative is the universal blood type, so they can transfuse O negative to any patient without type cross-matching and knowing what that person needing blood actually is, what their blood type is. So in an emergency situation, immediately they'll receive O negative blood. In fact, when the helicopters go up to a site of a trauma or a situation requiring blood, they carry 6 units of O negative blood on the helicopter to address any immediate needs requiring blood transfusion. So interesting information. But then we also go into the antigens that are connected to the blood. And, when they do a big workup at the hospital to determine the right match for the right for the transfusion matching that patient, they go into a lot of detail, and it takes a little bit of time to work up and make sure that a person, if they are needing blood for surgery and have that reserved for them, it takes a little bit of time to make sure that that patient's got the right blood and the antigens required, the type, and then, of course, then it's ready for that surgery. But in an immediate need, O negative is that's our emergency blood supply.
Well, you talk about 60 to 70% of the population, not a rare blood type. The flip side of that is, though, you still want to donate because statistically 60 to 70% of the people that are going to need blood are going to be that blood type.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's exactly right. So, get out there and donate if you're A positive or O positive, because you might not be unique, but everybody else is using that blood type as well. We talk about there's also AB positive, AB negative, B negative, and B positive. Well, if you think about only 6% of the population is B negative, let's say. Well, yes, they're rare. We don't use them very often. But when we need it, we need it. And so if you are B negative, if you're one of those rarer ones, we definitely want you to support your blood type, because only 6% of the population is B negative. And if we have somebody come across an emergency situation requiring B neg, we have to have it on the shelf. We can't wait until somebody comes in to donate that unit of blood for us. We need it immediate, and that's the only way to do that is to have it available on the shelf, and that's through volunteer blood donors. Blood drives like the one at Hague Health and Netherlands Reform Christian School, and also KIWA, they also host, you guys host a blood drive on a regular basis, making sure that we have what we need for our community's blood supply.
Well, and for us, our company is called Community First Broadcasting, and we feel that that is a way to live up to our name, putting community first in the people that live here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We have a lot of organizations in the northwestern Iowa region that a lot of businesses come forward and say, hey, we want to host a blood drive. We want to make sure we have an adequate blood supply for our community hospitals. And it's a generous community, that's for sure. So we're very grateful for people stepping up to the plate and offering that opportunity for people, volunteers, to come and give at their site.
And the two drives today in Rock Valley, the Netherlands Reformed Christian School, that blood drive is going on now until 3:30 this afternoon. And then at Hague Health Center, that will start in about 10 minutes and go on till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Is that correct?
You bet. That's exactly right, Tom.
Okay.
Yep. And
why don't you give those phone numbers again?
I was going to say, would it be okay if I gave the phone numbers?
I would love it
Hague
if you did
Health,
that.
That's perfect. So Hague Health is going to be, to call them direct is 605-403-7941. And then Netherlands Reformed Christian School is 605-403-7942.
Fantastic. Ken, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. I hate to cut us off, but, you know, we run up against the clock here. Always more that we can talk about, and it's fascinating. Remember, Community Blood Bank, the sole blood provider to the medical facilities here in Northwest Iowa. That's the bottom line. The blood, you give it here, it stays here. Ken, thank you for being with
thank
me.
Thank you, Tom.
And you have a wonderful, happy, and blessed Thanksgiving.
And you do the same.
Thank you, sir. That's Ken Versteeg, Executive Director of the Community Blood Bank. And we will be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including business and exercise science and kinesiology. At NCC, your success is our story.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side and the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program on KIWA FM. Reminder, blood drives in Rock Valley today. Going on at the Netherlands Reformed Christian School and at Hague Health Center in Rock Valley today. Get out and give blood. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in East Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, by Northwest Iowa Community College, by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton, and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at this time for Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.